Jesus Christ spoke about the sons of the resurrection, the children of God, those who are like unto angels, meaning they have come to the to that state, that exalted state of the angels. Praise God. So we can see that the sons of God, the sons of the resurrection, attain to the spiritual heights. They rediscover their nature, which Jesus likened to that of angels. Praise God. The Bible is a bit like a, you know, jigsaw puzzle. You get one piece here, one piece there, and you put these things together, and you begin to get the true picture of what Jesus intended to communicate to us. Praise God. As men, we descended and became lower than angels. We descended and became lower than angels. We became terrestrial creatures. Praise God. And to live as a terrestrial creature means to live in deadness of life. To be carnally minded is death. To be carnally minded is to be terrestrial. Is to be of the earth. Jesus Christ says, I'm from above, you are from beneath. Hallelujah. I'm from above, you are from beneath, from the lower part of the earth. You are carnal creatures, creeping creatures, things of the dust. But I am from above. See it? I walk in that celestial, angelic, and, you know, identity that the Lord is, you know, speaking to us about in this hour. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. You see, when John saw the Alpha and the Omega in the book of Revelation, you could see that, you know, that is a picture of the glorified Jesus. Of course, even when you look deeper, you discover that even Jesus is not just one man. Jesus is a body, it's a celestial body. That is the Jesus Christ God wants us to know. And you can see that that figure we call the Alpha and the Omega, you know, in that great glory and majesty, who had the garments of white over him, represents that exalted angelic state that God wants his sons to be attained to attain to in this hour. The seven trumpets sounded by the seven, you know, messengers, the seven stars, the seven angels to the seven churches represent the voice of the Father, the voice of truth, going to bring forth an awakening in the sons of God who have descended from that exalted angelic state and became creatures of the dust. See, look clearly throughout the book of Revelations. The messages are normally directed to those who dwell on the earth and in the midst of the sea. So these are the lower places of the earth. The message is to those who dwell on the earth, repent, repent. See, when John saw the angel flying in heaven, he was preaching, speaking to those who dwell on the earth to repent, to those who were in the midst of the sea to repent. Repent and return back to your first celestial angelic state. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Repent. You see, when a man, people think that transgression is to smoke beer, to smoke cigarette, or to drink beer. And, you know, transgression has got nothing to do with that. Praise God. When you walk in the height of God, you begin to understand that there's nothing like sin. Sin, these particular sins which we mention as men are just within our minds. It's a result of our lowly state, you know, of reasoning as men. See, there can be only one sin, see, and that is transgressing against your own self. Your sin is all about deviating from your celestial angelic state in God and becoming a terrestrial creature. That is sin. See, and when you sin like that, you forsake your mercy. Praise God. You forsake your mercy and you just suffer your necessary. You go through unnecessary hurt. Hallelujah. See, at times we meet a couple of brethren who say they can't. You see that God has not cared for them, God has not showed them mercy, and they don't give a damn, they're going their way and all that kind of stuff. And we think that, you know, as men, we can offend God, or we are offending God, or we are hitting back on God, or, you know, and that kind of stuff, or maybe, but what we don't know is that when we deviate from that exalted state in God, we only forsake our mercy. You are not offending anybody. You only just suffer the consequences of your spiritual ignorance. And you go through a lot of hell, a lot of pain, a lot of anguish of soul. See, Jesus Christ says down there in the world, down there on the earth, down there in the midst of the sea, you will have nothing but tribulation. And when the Master speaks, you better listen to him. So when you are living in that lower dimension, it's nothing but tribulation, lack. Always wanting, always learning, but never coming to that desired heaven of perfect peace, all power and joy, which the Lord actually, you know, delegated to you right from the beginning. In the beginning, you know, the beginning is not just a matter of, you know, some years back or a million years back or whatever. The beginning has got nothing to do with time. The beginning is truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when you awake, you discover that you are not actually born. You are not generated at one moment. You've always been in God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you have to come to the place, you know, where we know that all things are us, all things, we have been generated perfect, complete. We are complete in him. And when you know you are complete in him and there's nothing to be removed or added again, and you stand in that celestial state, you can only know this when you are living in that exalted angelic state. Jesus Christ says they are equal to angels, meaning they've attained to pure spirituality. Angels are spirits. Praise God. Angels are spirits. So they are celestial creatures, and in reality, these creatures are fused together. They are one with God. They are interwoven with the glory of God in the name of the Lord. See, when an angel appears, it is the Lord appearing, because the angels live on account of God. They have no identity of their own. Hallelujah. So having descended into the lower parts of the earth and tasted of death, like Jesus, every man must say, Father, glorify me. Hallelujah. As you begin to say, Father, glorify me with the glory I had with you before this world was, meaning before I descended from that high celestial state of being to becoming a terrestrial. The terrestrial is the world. See, and when you are in the world, you lose knowledge of God. You lose knowledge of everything that pertains to God's world, God's kingdom, and you begin to walk in relation to idols. So your prayer says, glorify me, you know, with the glory I had with you when I walked as that anointed cherub. Oh, hallelujah. When I stood upon the holy hill of the Lord in that exalted place, who praise God, among the stones of fire. Hallelujah. Glorify me once more, Father. Lift me up out of the earth. Hallelujah. Lift me from this lower, you know, state I find myself in. So this is the same prayer Jonah prayed in the belly of the whale. Jonah had come to the end. See, in the midst of that deep, dark, you know, pit he found himself in the belly of the whale, he cried out unto the Lord, have mercy. It could mean, Father, glorify me with the glory I had with you before this world was. Because the world, the inhabitants of this earth are in the midst of the belly of the whale. See, you might not know that now, but in due season you get to understand that you live in hell. Praise God, cut off from the only life that there is. Praise God, so we are being restored back today, and that is why we are hearing messages like this. Father, restore us. See, I go to the Father. I ascend to the Father. I ascend to the Father, my Father, your Father, my God, and your God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So when the disciples went in to look for the body of Jesus, they met with two angels. One at the position of the head where Jesus laid, and one at the feet where Jesus once laid. Because Jesus was no more, the body had been taken away. And now in that place, we had angels. See, praise God, we must understand that God wants to bring us back to that high, exalted angelic state. See, I am the resurrection and the life. See, when you are awake, you will discover that you are pure spirit. So you have nothing to do with this world in reality. Those things that you've taught yourself to be and you walked in relation to in reality is simply an illusion. And these things are the things that will simply draw away your peace from you. So you must awake. Praise God. Those who are worthy to attain to that place. That is, those who are worthy to rediscover this angelic attribute in them. Praise God. Because if you are in the resurrection, you are walking in the Christ consciousness, you are actually walking in that angelic state that we are talking about today. Those of you who are worthy, these are the words of Jesus, those who are worthy to attain to that world, the ages to come in Christ, the age of the eternal spirit, the age of the Lord. Because the ages to come is actually God's kingdom, God's world, God's realm. We all walk in relation to the name of the Lord. See, there's no more Trevor, there's no more that brother there, that sister there, all those figments of our imagination, you know, have been dissolved in the lake of fire. Praise God, as we come in contact with this truth, there's a burning already being taking place, and that is everything we've learned about ourselves, about our terrestriality, our earthly nature, our earthly identities, all these things are being dissolved in the lake of fire. Praise God. And the beauty about the lake of fire is that immediately after the burning in the lake of fire, immediately after those who are in the midst of the sea, on the earth, once they've passed through that fire, fiery process, what we see after is a new Jerusalem, a new realm coming into view. So we must first of all wash ourselves, cleanse ourselves from these idols, from these formulations, imaginations that have kind of formed a barrier in our lives. We must cleanse ourselves from these things and lay hold on eternal life. This is what we are called to do. Praise God. It's very, very important we get to understand this. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to look at the message to the church in Sardis. Praise God. This is one of the seven messages to the seven churches. Hallelujah. Like I said, the seven messages is the message you are hearing today. Jesus Christ says, mind how you hear. So mind how you hear. You are not going to hear a preacher on the pulpit. You are not going to hear a sermon about tithes or how you should attend church every Sunday. You are not going to hear a sermon on how you should go to Bible school and become a pastor. See, you are not going to hear earthly sermons, terrestrial sermons. See, how to make your church increase, how the numbers should increase, how you should open branches and expand on the earth. That is not the message. See, it's not about dressing codes. It's not about, you know, doing this or not doing that. Praise God. See, what we are hearing, the message we are hearing from the mouth of the Lord, the seven trumpets, which is actually the last trumpet, or the shout of the archangel, that voice we are hearing is a voice causing an awakening in the sons of God so that they return back to their spirituality. They return back to that angelic, exalted angelic state. Hallelujah. That state of the Alpha and the Omega, which is a pure spiritual state. What you can do right now as you are hearing the voice is to begin to walk right now as we hear it. Walk as that celestial man who is from eternity. I am the resurrection, I am the life. I am the resurrection, I am the life. So you can walk in that life. You can walk in that identity. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. As a servant of God, a messenger of God, an angelic being, you can walk in that name. See, that is why Jesus Christ said, "Where I am is where my servants will be." We can rewrite this and say, "Where I am is where my messengers will be. Where I am is where my angels will be." See, because the servants are actually angels. You see, we should not, don't be deceived by the appearances of men. See, don't be deceived by the outer appearances of men. Praise God, we disrespect each other because we see each other in the flesh. We recognize each other after the flesh, and we tend to, you know, neglect the fact that what you are seeing in that man is a messenger of God. When the minister comes to deliver you this message from above, you are seeing an angelic being appearing, delivering the eternal gospel, the everlasting gospel to you, praise God. So when the angel appears or the minister appears, he doesn't have to appear flying from heaven and all that kind of stuff. It could be just a man like you. So when you say servants, you're actually talking about the messengers of God, the myriads. The myriads of the angels, the messengers that are gathered unto the name of the Lord. Jesus Christ says, "Where I am, there my servants will be also." See, that is your exceeding great reward. It's not talking about a geographical location. Where I am represents an elevated state, exalted dimension of God. where I am, where I, the life am, where I, the living God am, is where you will be also, meaning that these servants of God are partakers, joint heirs, partakers of the name and the glory of the Lord. Where I am is where my servants will be. It's an exalted dimension, a realm. They all participate in the name of the I am. Where I am, where I am, there my servants will be. The servants, and these are the angelic hosts who walk in the name of the Lord. They live by that name. That is their identity. And that is the identity we are called to put on this very hour as you hear the last trumpet, as you hear the shout of the archangel, as you hear the seven trumpets. Thou that sleepeth in mortality, thou that sleepeth in the illusion of your terrestrial life upon the earth, awake to righteousness. Hallelujah. And you will discover as you awake to righteousness, working to righteousness is all about awakening to who you are, to your true identity. See, it's got nothing to do with your conduct as a man. Praise God, when you walk in your true identity, other things follow. It doesn't go the other way around. You don't try to be good or religious outwardly and expect to attain to God. Rather, it's the other way around. You first of all rediscover who you are, walk in who you are, and then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Then you can exhibit the very attributes of God. Praise God, as a man of the flesh, you cannot manifest the love of God, the peace of God, the patience, the gentleness of God. It's impossible. As a man, you can pretend. You can pretend on the pulpit. You can act for a while, but let the pressure come upon you, and you will discover that you will bust, and the devil in you will pop out. Praise God. So it's all about, you know, allowing ourselves to be guided by the voice of God, the voice of the Spirit. Jesus Christ says, mind how you hear. Mind how you hear, as the Spirit reminds you of that exalted being that you are. Hallelujah. Now, I've got friends from the south of Italy, Italians, and there's one in particular who always tells me there's something strange, different about your ministry, that he feels it, that this is the word of God. But still he struggles with messages. He struggles with messages on the baptism. He struggles with messages on Lucifer. He still struggles with certain messages, and he refuses to kind of just sit still and allow the Spirit speak to him. Because I'm sure that if he would sit still and allow the Spirit to speak to him, he would see reason with the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God will open his eyes to see even deeper things. Praise God. Hallelujah. I had another brother somewhere who tried to resist the message for a while, but you know, in dreams and in visions, he had a confirmation that I was a minister of God. And so he decided to listen. And when he listened, he said, wow, wow, wow. I never knew. Wow, wow, wow. How foolish was I? Praise God. So it's how we can just shut up and listen to what God is saying to the church in this hour that will bring about revival. Praise God, as you listen, you begin to see a video, you begin to see a replay of your true life. Praise God, he says, I will show you things to come. Demonstrate to you things to come. It's about the newness of life. Awakening to your true identity in the new dispensation in God. where things don't rust, where things don't die, where things don't change. So when you walk swimming in that identity of the living God, walking as a messenger of God in the likeness of the angels, hallelujah, rediscovering that celestial state, you begin to see a beautiful world. All things are beautiful. All things are holy. Praise God. It's a wonderful thing to behold. Hallelujah. I've deviated a bit. Let's quickly go back to the book of Revelation chapter 3. This is the message to the church in Sardis. Hallelujah. We're speaking about angels here, the secret of angels. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is the third recording. And, you know, God is trying to cause us to see that reality, we all, you know, are that angel that He wants us to be. Of course, as men, we descended and we lost track of this reality, but God is restoring this thing today back to every man. That's why Jesus Christ says, those who attend to this new world, this new dispensation, are like unto angels, meaning that they have the nature of the angels. Jesus Christ was made lower than angels. He became a terrestrial man. He died. He descended. But He said, Father, glorify me with the glory I had before this world was. So he transcended that lower state, that terrestrial state, and, you know, rediscovered His true identity, His true exalted angelic state. Praise God. And this is what God is drawing us back to in this hour. Revelation chapter 3 verse 1. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis, right? This said he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. Hallelujah. The seven stars. I know that works under, and thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain and are about to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received an head, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Praise God. That you have an ear. Hallelujah. You have that ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church in this hour. It's a celestial communication to those who are falling out of their first estate, that is their celestial state in God. And God wants to restore His sons back to that state. And you can only be restored back to that state when you hear what the Spirit is saying. Because how will you know these things if the Spirit of God has not spoken to you? Praise God. So you can see salvation is more about how you hear what the Spirit is saying. Since allow the Spirit minister to you, the Spirit of God. It's not about outward demonstration, big churches, big manifestations, you know, big crusades. It's not about outward doings or talk, but about sitting still and hearing what the Spirit is saying to the church. We are troubled about many things. We want to please God. We want to go into the ministry. We want to do works for God. And you can't please God. You can't do anything for God. Forget it. As a man, you can't do anything. Rest in God. Be like Mary, who was at the feet of Jesus. Seated at the feet of Jesus. Listening to the words of Jesus. And Jesus Christ will tell the Martha, Martha who by now was expecting a reward from Jesus, was disappointed to hear Jesus say, Martha, you worry for many things. You worry unnecessarily for things that are not. You walk to and fro trying to serve God. Even the idea of what you think God is doesn't even exist. You trouble yourself for things that are not. Worry yourself. Be at peace. Be at rest, oh my soul. And listen to what the Spirit is saying. See, because as you listen, that what we will hear is what will establish you eternally and cause you to rediscover your celestial state in God. Praise God. So Jesus, in the message to the church in Sardis, he speaks about the seven stars. See, he that has the seven spirits and the seven stars. Why does he mention these two things? What are these seven stars? Praise God. What are these seven stars? If you go back to the book of Revelation chapter 1, the Alpha and the Omega, which is the resurrected Christ, the celestial body of God, explains to John the meaning of these seven stars. Because John had seen seven stars at the right hand of the Alpha and the Omega. Now this is what he says the seven stars are. Revelation chapter 1 verse 20, the mystery of the seven stars, which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Hallelujah. So we can see that the seven stars, Jesus, the Alpha and the Omega, explains clearly that the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. Now, it does not mean that there are seven physical, literal angels somewhere in the sky. Praise God, that seven angels is a prophetic tone here. The seven angels, the seven stars, is actually a body, a company of body. Hallelujah. If you look into the natural, we have what we call the seven bright stars. These are distinct stars called the Pleiades. And in reality, if you study deeper into these seven stars, they are actually a cluster of stars. A cluster of stars, meaning that each of those stars is a gathering of many, many other stars, innumerable stars. See, but these things are so far away and so closely knitted that you think that it's one star. So the seven stars are an innumerable company. Innumerable, could be billions, it could be trillions. Innumerable, hallelujah. No man can number that number that from those seven stars, those distinct stars in heaven, at the right hand of God. So the message of the church is sadly starts off with saying, he that has the seven spirit and the seven stars, why does it start off like that? It starts off because God wants to remind you that you have your place among these seven stars, which are the seven angels, which are actually the messengers of God. See, those messengers of God, you know, they could be pastors, they could be prophets, they could be whatever. But these are servants of God who live in the name of the Lord. They declare the name of the Lord. They walk in the name of the Lord. So this is the exalted state from which Jesus Christ descended also. He was made lower than angels for a season and partook of the lowliness of life in the flesh. Hallelujah. So that he can set us free. Right now he has demonstrated to us a new and living way. He has demonstrated to us a world that exists beyond this realm of time and space. Praise God. He has come to give us eternal life. Eternal life is not about living forever, but he has come to reveal immortality and life, which is the real I. Nothing is ever lost when you begin to awaken to the reality of who I am. When you begin to recognize the angelic being that you are, you can stand in perfect peace. In your joy can never be taken away from you. You can come to a place where you can just remain throughout all eternity as things rust away and pass away and things are changed and renewed again and again. You just remain there in perfect peace throughout eternity. Angels, hallelujah. Those who are worthy to be partakers of that, in this new dispensation in God, are equal to angels. So they are equal to that, those personalities at the right hand of the Alpha and the Omega. In reality, they are an integral part of the Alpha and Omega. Praise God. And these people maintain themselves at that place in God by the Spirit of God. That's why you have the seven spirits of God, the seven stars. See, they live by the Spirit of God. They live by the inspiration of God. They live by the deep things of God, not by men, not by the reasoning and the wisdom of men. See, the spirit of man, it's a carnal spirit. The spirit of man is a carnal spirit. It's a terrestrial spirit. You can also call it the spirit of Satan. Hallelujah. You always think that Satan is one man somewhere in the sky. See, it's the spirit that governs this world. It's the carnal spirit that functions through men. That is the spirit of Satan. See, it's the spirit that subjects men to vanity. It's the spirit that causes men to walk in a mistaken identity, causes men to sow to vanity, to seek to establish, to construct in vanity, in time and in space. That is the spirit of Satan. Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou knowest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. That is the spirit of Satan. It's the spirit that rules in this world that we live in. That governs in this world that we live in. Praise God. But when you begin to hear the truth from heaven, as you begin to awaken to your true angelic state, as you begin to allow the Spirit of God reveal the mystery of I and the Father are one, Satan begins to fall from heaven like lightning, meaning that he has no more power over you, he has no more hold over you, he has no more influence over you. I see Satan falling from heaven. Why? Because you have had the keys of truth. Satan is cast into the bottomless pit because God has given to us today the keys of truth. He has no more power over you. So to attain back to the place of the seven stars, man must begin to live solely by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God reveals the deep things of God. The Spirit of God reasons as God. He sees as God. And God is invisible. God is eternal. God is not a man. That is you and I. That is our true identity. That God wants to restore to us in this hour. Praise God. So the message of to the church in Sardis speaks about watchfulness. What are you watching out for? What are you being watchful about? What does it mean to be watchful? It talks about being spiritually alert, being awoken spiritually. See, you must understand that the men of this age are dead in their sins and trespasses. Dead spiritually. It's a graveyard. And I tell you, you don't really realize how dead the inhabitants of this world are until you are awakening yourself. You begin to see that the world is dead. Dead. See, watchfulness is all about being alert in the spirit. Allowing yourself once more to function by the seven spirits of God. Allowing yourself once more to be guided by the seven spirits of God. No more the wisdom of man. No more the understanding of man, but that of God. Hallelujah. When you are alert, you begin to see into God's world by faith. And you begin to walk in the truth. It's no longer I, but Christ that lives in me. These are the seven spirits of God. When you walk by the Spirit of God, which is the Spirit of truth, you begin to exercise yourself as I am the Christ, the resurrection, the angelic being of God. That angelic creature, that cherub that covereth. You begin to walk in that identity by faith when you walk in the truth, when you allow the Spirit, the seven spirits, guide you. Praise God. Be watchful. And when you are watchful, you begin to walk in truth. When you are asleep, you walk in the lie. Have you heard of people who are sleepwalking? When you are sleepwalking, we don't know what you are doing. You are just going your way. You don't know what you are doing. That's how the men of this world are hypnotized and dead. So we have the seven spirits of God given to us as a gift of God to bring an awakening man. Because your salvation, like I've always said, is to know that the Lord is my life. Is to rediscover your exalted state. Your purely celestial spiritual state. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And the scripture says here in Revelation chapter 3 verse 2 that be watchful and strengthen the things that remain and are ready to die. Hallelujah. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard. Hold fast and repent. See it, remember. Even as you receive the Spirit of God, we are being admonished to allow continuity in the things of God. Because it's very easy to be distracted one moment. Distractions come from brethren, come from family members, come from physical conditions, from things in this world. They always seek to distract a man from the one thing that matters most, which is the life of God. Praise God. So we are called to watchfulness. When we walk in truth, by exercising ourselves in truth, automatically we have that white garment restored to us. It's already present. All you need to do is to awake. treat. In the book of Isaiah, the prophet speaks about prophesying to Jerusalem to awake from the dust and put on a beautiful garment, a comely garment, the righteousness of the saints. See, the righteousness of the saints is not something, like I said, has got to do with being good or your heart, trying to be your behavioral patterns in this world. It has got nothing to do with that. Rather, it's got to do with knowing yourself in truth from the beginning. Because you are already perfect, you are already holy, you are already that one that is acceptable to God, but you must awaken to the reality of this truth now and live in this reality now. Don't try to perfect anything in the flesh or, you know, try to walk. Just know that I am. Recognize the inner man right today and walk as a son of God. Walk in this reality today. Praise God, hallelujah. See, those who are worthy will walk with me in white garments. It's the righteousness of the saints. No more a sensation of being naked. Hallelujah. Like I said earlier on, God wants to bring us to that exalted state of the Alpha and the Omega, which is actually an angelic state of an angel, you know, a celestial being. Pure spirit that is not of this world. And what happens? He announces this good tidings to us. He gives us his spirit so that we can hear once more. And as you hear, you are waking to true righteousness. So when you are waking, you begin to glitter once more like the stars at the right hand of God. You can see those stars at the right hand of God are clothed with the righteousness of the saints. Praise God. Paul prayed to God for a righteousness to be, you know, for a righteousness that is of God, for a righteousness that is of God, not of man. Man has got his standard for righteousness. Do it this way, do it that way, pay your tithes, come to church by this hour and do it this way. All these are concepts of men that cannot draw you one inch closer to God's kingdom. Don't drink beer, don't wear this, don't do that, don't do that. You go to hell and all that kind of stuff. These are all concepts of men. You see, and what people don't know, those who are still in the church systems, in the systems of religion, what most of them don't know is that they are still under the law. Many of them are still under the law. They have not yet allowed Christ to lead them, the Spirit of Christ to lead them from the elementary things of the faith into the fullness, into the perfection that is in Christ Jesus. Many people are still in bondage to religion. And of course, religion looks attractive before men. You see, but those things cannot lead you one inch into God's kingdom. See, what can get you into God's kingdom is allowing the Spirit, the seven spirits of God, bring an awakening in you to rediscover that celestial angelic being that you are. Nothing else can cause you to experience life in God. Mark this today. Nothing else can cause you to enter into this thing that God is saying this very hour. I said today you can enter in and experience life in the Spirit. Hallelujah. The message to the church in Sardis speaks the ultimate promise is that your name will not be blotted out of the book of life, and I will confess you before my Father and his angels mean that you'll be gathered among the angels of God. And it is now, as you hear the voice of truth, you are awake from the dead. You'll be gathered among the angels of God. Hallelujah. We have come to Mount Zion. This is our port. We have come to what? To Mount Zion, the city, the abode of the living God, to the company, innumerable gathering of the angels of God, redeemed spirits, the church of the firstborn. It's all the same thing. It's one thing. I will confess you before my Father and before his holy angels. These are the seven stars at the right hand of God. I will confess you before my Father, meaning that you will be gathered back consciously into this gathering of the saints who live by the name of the Father. The holy angels. What do you mean? What does it mean to be holy? Holy angels. Jesus Christ speaks here about, you know, holy angels. In Mark chapter 8, verse 38, Jesus Christ speaks about these holy angels. He says that those who are ashamed of me, I'll read it, Mark chapter 8, verse 38, whosoever shall therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father and with the holy angels. Now this is the same message we just read in the book of Psalm chapter, the book of Revelation chapter 3 verse 1, in the message from verse 1 to verse 6, in the message to the church in Sardis. It's the same message. See, he said, if you confess me before men, I'll confess you also before my Father and his holy angels. Now, what does it mean? How do you confess Christ? It's by walking in truth, by allowing the Spirit of God to take hold of you. It's by confessing the inner man in you, by walking by faith in the Son of, by the Son of God. That is what will save you, my brother. That is what he calls you to be gathered among the holy angels of God. Holy angels of God are simply messengers of God who live solely on account of the name of the Lord. They have no identity of their own. They have no ambition, no, you know, plot for vainglory, but they live solely, strictly by the name of the Lord. See, and God is going to judge this world by these angels. God is judging this world by these angels also. Because as you appear in the name of the Lord, as you walk in this reality, what you do is to bring judgment to this world. Righteous judgment. Praise God. We can't go into that in this message. We'll go down into the next message. Praise God. But I want us to know that God is guiding us today back into the company of angels. See, and is clothing every man today with the righteousness of the saints. That is the white garment. See it? You can only be righteous as you walk spiritually, as you are waking from the dead to your spirituality, as you begin to exercise yourself in that celestial, angelic state that God generated you in the beginning. Hallelujah. Like we've said, we are like that cherub upon God's holy hill. Praise God. We are the angels of God that are gathered upon Mount Zion. It's a universal gathering in the name of the Lord. A universal gathering for those who are on the earth, those who are living, who are still have earth body, and those who have, you know, left this life. They're all in that gathering. Paul is there, John is there, Jesus is there. and we who are hearing this message today are there. We are working together in harmony with that celestial body. We are hearing messages like this because God wants us to know this thing so that we can walk in life. We can rediscover life. We can be liberated from the elements, the beggarly elements of this material age, and sour freely in the heavens, the way God designed for us from the foundation of the world. We can discover the beauty of Eden, stand among the stones of fire. Hallelujah. Stand in the heights of God, declaring the name of the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. And as we gather around this, in this exalted place, we stand before the presence of the Lord and we see the face of the Lord in all things, because the Lord is always present. But you can know this only as you are awaken to truth in this hour. Praise God. So begin to flap your wings. Praise God. Begin to flap your wings and let your soul escape from that cage, that hole that you've been buried in as a man. Break free from the limitations of time and space and enter in to the glorious liberty of the sons of God. This message will be continued in a fourth recording. God bless you.
Spirit. Thank you.